25th perek of Kalim, 9th Mishnah. Klei HaKodesh ein lem acharayim v'toich ve'ein lem beis tzvi'o or svito, according to the other Gersa. That which we said, that the Tumah d'Rabbanan, if it touches the outside, it's not matam the inside of the Kli. In other words, the mashkim that are matam v'kelim olim d'Rabbanan, if the mashkim Tumah touch the outside of the Kli, they're not matam the inside of the Kli, or they're not matam this base svito, this little protrusion that was used for holding it. That's only by regular Kalim. The Kli Kodesh, they were machmer, and they said any, even this Tumah d'Rabbanan will matam the entire Kli, no matter where it touched it. They matpilam b'toich Kalim b'kodesh. You cannot put one Kli inside another Kli by Kalim for the base of Mikdash. Regular Kalim you can, but they had extra chumras for the Kalim of the base of Mikdash. Called Kalim Yodam Deitu Masim Machshova. Any Kli can become Tomei through Machshova. If a person thinks to be Matame, to use it as a Kli, it becomes Tomei. The Elim Oilam Deitu Masim El Bishinu Mais. But once you thought on them, that, for example, you had a kli which was not makabel tuma, for example, a ring that was made to decorate an animal. Then he decided to take it for his personal use. So the machshava to use it for personal use is already transforms it to being a human ring which is makabel tuma. Then he wants to change his mind afterwards, it doesn't help. He has to make some physical change to it. One act can be mevatel the original act. He can reshape it or break it and rebuild it. And also it's going to be mevatel machshava you had. But machshava in mevatel is lo miyad ma'aser lo machshava. Just having machshava does not change the ma'aser. Cannot change the ma'aser lo machshava. Once you had a machshava, it defines the state of the kli. And once it defines the state of the kli, the only way you can change it back to its original state is by physically changing the kli.